Today's scripture is Isaiah 53:1. Well, actually it's 51:3. The Lord will surely comfort Zion and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of singing.
Father, only you can refresh the deserts and make them like Eden. You can revive my dead spirit and set me upon fire. You alone will bring joy and gladness, thanksgiving and the sound of singing among your people once more. Father, ignite in me that passion that Jesus had for the lost. Lord, have mercy upon this nation, for they have forsaken your ways. Forgive them, Father, as you have forgiven me. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Today, think, have you become a weary Christian? What do I mean by that? Has the world started wearing you down? Have you ever noticed with a waterfall that you and I may not see it, but every day that water passes over the waterfall, it wears it down just a little bit. If you could go out there with a micrometer and measure it, you'd see that every single day that water wears down just a little bit. Are you tired of doing everything by the world's standards? Are you doing things God's way? What difference will you make for the kingdom when you do? Have you become a weary, and I mean weary as in the world has worn you down, Christian? Are you still filled with that power, that might? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
Today's action. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Whatever needs to go in your life to make room for His revival, give it to Him. Today's treasure is found in Job chapter 8, verse 6. If you were pure and upright, surely now He would awake for you and prosper your rightful dwelling place. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly.
Told my friends to store up treasures in heaven, not on this earth. Are you storing any treasures in heaven right now? Is your bank account in heaven full or overdrawn? It's your choice.